Good morning from camp, and welcome into the Morning Report on NewOrleansSaints.com. With John DeShazer, I'm Sean Kelly, and welcome back to the Greenbrier in White Sulphur Springs, West Virginia, where when this fog burns off today, it'll be about 80 degrees and mostly sunny here in the Greenbrier Valley. Back to work for the Saints today, John. Back to a more normal schedule, too, here during training camp.
Yeah, we'll get the two workouts in today. Starting pads in the morning, go down to the lower field, have a walkthrough this afternoon. Temperature is going to rise a little bit, so that might be a little bit challenging for the players. We saw them take longer water breaks yesterday, longer time to hydrate, so that might play into effect this morning also.
8:50 a.m. Eastern time is the start of the practice. They're scheduled to go 2.5 hours during the morning workout, and I'm sure some notables will be absent again today. We saw a lot of that yesterday, and that, of course, is coming off of the scrimmage, and Drew Brees notably is probably sidelined again today. No alarm there or cause to be, says head coach Sean Payton, and they're being very cautious with Drew Brees' oblique injury and listing him as day-to-day at this point.
Yeah, also being a little bit cautious, obviously, with Kenny Stills. He came out early in the workout yesterday in pads, worked out a little bit, but then he came out of the pads and came back out in shorts and a shirt. So we don't know exactly what his status is. Hope his quad didn't tighten back up on it.
During a time of year with a large roster, that means a lot of guys are trying to fight for reps at this point, and that's probably a good thing for some of these guys. You never wish, you know, a good thing due to an injury, but at this point, it is for certain individuals.
Well, yes, you get some young receivers to have a look behind Kenny Stills, but also, as much as anything, you get the quarterbacks behind Drew Brees, Luke McCown and Ryan Griffin. They get the extra reps. They get to run with the number ones and the number two units, kind of build up their rapport with those guys.
We get a list every morning of who will speak after practice. It's a limited amount of players that will follow head coach Sean Payton. One of the guys on the list today is number 10, Brandon Cooks.
Yeah, a little bit shy, but, you know, we need to see the rook a little bit, especially after the scrimmage he had on Saturday. So we need to talk to him a little bit, talk him about those shake and bake moves and how excited he might be going into the preseason game.
All right, John and I will have some updates for you via our social media platforms during practice today. Otherwise, we'll see you on the Black and Blue Report. That's yours, the podcast for Saints and Pelicans fans after 1 o'clock Central Time. And then John and I will be back with more on NewOrleansSaints.com with the afternoon wrap. And John, anything that you're writing on today that we should keep our eye out for?
Well, we're probably going to go with Brandon Cooks, yeah. Maybe. We'll have to see about that. We'll see what the rook has to say first. But yeah, probably going to be a little Brandon Cooks.
All right, so a little video, a little audio, and a little written word, too, for you all day long on NewOrleansSaints.com. And, of course, don't forget your Saints mobile app. Should be a good day here at practice as we get closer and closer to the first preseason game, which is on the horizon now, scheduled for Friday night in St. Louis. Here at the Greenbrier in West Virginia, just before practice for the New Orleans Saints, John DeShazer, Sean Kelly. Have a great Tuesday.